It is Travel Tuesday here on Kansas City's Morning News, and I know you don't want to think about work when you're traveling, but this morning we're going to talk about trips at work, because they're about work.
How about working in Santa's Village for the holidays? From late November through the end of December, your skills as a tour guide and entertainer are needed in Finland.
In the northernmost part of Finland, they need elves for the holiday season.
Where's Jamie?
If you enjoy being... Nobody said you had to be super short. If you enjoy being around children, playing games, having fun, Travel and Leisure says you might make an outstanding elf, especially if you don't mind the cold.
Being an elf is similar to being a customer service agent, just in funny clothes. You'll meet visitors at the airport, guide them through holiday activities, tell stories, sing songs, make sure that everyone stays warm.
You could do this.
You might even find yourself in a snowball fight.
Oh my gosh, you can be jolly. The same folks looking for elves are also looking for husky guides.
This is my job.
The dream job of dog lovers. Finland, Lapland, the northernmost and I assume most remote part of Finland.
Cool.
Good. Yes, understatement.
Yes.
Cool.
A jet slipped off the runway after landing in Chicago on Monday in, of course, a snowstorm. And Ryan Burrow has more.
American Airlines Flight 4125 arriving at Chicago's O'Hare Airport from Greensboro, North Carolina, landed on the icy runway Monday morning as the snow was falling. Seeing the conditions, passenger Joseph Leon pulled out his cell phone and shot video of the landing. The plane coming to a rest in a snowy field just off the runway. American Airlines says the 38 passengers and three crew members were not hurt. They were bused back to a terminal. Hundreds of flights have been canceled at both of Chicago's airports due to the weather conditions. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
And on the text line this morning, we have asked you for your scariest moment while flying. Someone into the text line says, how about wind shear in Chicago?
Ooh.
How about the time it was announced someone had pet rats under the seat traveling with us in the airplane?
Why would you announce that?
I don't know.
Just because you thought it was funny?
Pet rats. 22980. Flying into KCI, the indicator light for the landing gear wasn't working, so we had to fly by the tower to make sure it was down and hopefully locked.
Can you see it?
We were told to prepare for a belly landing in the foam. I was scared to death.
Oh, sure.
And unless you have the money to splurge on a flatbed business class seat, sleeping on an airplane can be difficult, if not impossible.
But the Huffington Post has some tips to try and get some rest.
Oh, good. We'll see if this works.
For one thing, alcohol. While you might think that alcohol will send you to sleep, it's only good for maybe 3 to 4 hours. And then you'll wake up with a headache, feeling thirsty, and won't be able to get back to sleep.
Skip the fashionable shoes. Have some loose slip-ons to wear because your feet will swell. And get the right travel pillow. They say the best way to know if a travel pillow works for you, buy it and use it at home before you take it on the plane. Test it out on the couch, and that might be able to help you sleep soundly on an airplane. Yeah, right.
And one traveler says they learned to fall asleep on airplanes using a method that's apparently taught in the military. Relax all the muscles in your face, including your tongue, your jaw, the muscles around your eyes.
Who thinks about relaxing their tongue?
Then drop your shoulders and let your limbs relax as though they just went numb. Finally, you control your breathing and let yourself fall asleep gradually.
Okay, see if that works.
Unless you're a white-knuckle flyer, and that's never going to work.
We all get caught daydreaming. Some 96% of adults admit to daydreaming at least once each day, and apparently we're thinking about vacation. Apple Vacations says that 82% of people daydream about their next trip, and Travel Pulse's math found that we spend 200 hours a year on that daydream. That is 25 workdays.
All of that adds up to lost work time. 65% of us admit to checking out travel websites at work, and Travel and Leisure reports that the typical American spends 37 minutes a month looking at travel websites, but our Googling trips isn't without its concerns.
The New York Post reports 79% of those surveyed worry about getting the best deal. 62% said finding a flight for any trip is stressful.
So
I get that. It's hard because sometimes, you know, the site pops up and it's $400 one way and you don't want to pay that.
Yeah.
But the good news is, some of us, it's part of the job to Google travel sites while we're at work.